The Bird Show.
All right, so let's talk Father's Day here for a second, because a whole bunch of emails and tweets, like everybody confused on what to get dad.
Men are hard to shop for.
It's always tough to shop for a guy, especially your dad, because I think there's different types of dads, because you can't just go buy dad clothing like you can your mom. You can't go buy them bath stuff like you can your mom, wine glasses. Guys don't like all that kind of stuff, so it makes it a little more difficult. And not every dad is a golf fan, and you find like a lot of Father's Day gifts are golf related.
And I'm guessing dads who are golf fans don't need another display case to show off all their balls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That was a long way to go to get there.
That wasn't. That was legitimate. There's so many hokey golf presents.
Yeah, and men aren't as expressive as women normally, so it is hard to find out exactly what they're interested in at the time. And I know everybody says gadgets, 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 but for a girl who doesn't know gadgets too well, she's like, well, which ones and how much, and I don't know, you know?
Let's go right to the source on this. We're only going to take calls from dads right now. Dads. Now, okay. Do we want to ask them what is the best gift that they ever received, or do we want to ask them what they want to get?
I think it could be either one. Either way. But I think the best ones would be nice to know, because if they like something like handmade, or if they just like pictures, then that would be something to go on, something creative. But
gift
if they
certificates
want
certificates to Tattletales,
Alluvia. Mm-hmm.
It's great food, you know. It's underrated.
Right, best
or
burger in town, I hear.
The Oriental Magic Spa, I heard, is great massages.
You can't go wrong with a gift certificate at anywhere on Buford Highway.
Yeah,
buy one get one.
I mean, I think it's neat the way they paint the windows white to keep it nice and cool in there.
All right, here's the phone number. This is just for dads right now. Either the best gift you ever received or the present that you've always wanted that you haven't received yet. 1-877-588-BERT, which is BERT. 1-877-588-2378. Just for dads, okay? Good morning, Brian. You were on the Bert Show.
Hey, how you doing, Bert? Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right, for Father's Day, I want my girlfriend and my kids to go out in the yard and do the yard work. Instead of, you know, like on Mother's Day, you get up and make breakfast. No, I want them to go out and do the yard work for a day.
That's good. That's
Wendy
a
here
idea.
Is like, Wendy looks like she
Why?
Just bit into a lemon or did a tequila shot. What's wrong with that?
That's a man's job.
Oh, Wendy. I don't think so at
we
all.
We just said on Mother's Day for guys to pick up around the house and so that she doesn't have to do any housework.
Yeah.
Well, my dad doesn't live in town. I can't do that anyways.
I think that's a great idea.
You can't ask for great Father's Day gifts and then shoot them down.
She threw her pen across the room.
Especially because that one's about making effort. You don't have to spend money on that one, but it would be very thoughtful and would be a really cool idea.
The problem is Wendy has bizarrely tiny hands, so weeding a garden for her would be something that would take, you know.
I'll hire a company. There we go. I'll get somebody else to do the yard work for a day.
How about Farmville? You could help him out with his Farmville yard.
Give him a Facebook account. That's all he needs.
So we are looking for the best Father's Day presents, because women each and every year are just so confused mostly on what to get their father or what to get their husband for their kids. So we're taking calls from dads right now that are telling you the best gift they ever got or the best gift that they never got. Here is Ricky. Good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there, man.
What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was calling because it's actually not as difficult as it seems. I mean, dads in general, you know, they're so consumed with family life and stuff that I'm sure most of them have taken up some kind of hobby, you know, whether it's golf. And I know golf is probably the predominant one. That's great. But, you know, like I like model airplanes, right? I mean, it gets expensive, but you can buy little things that would make a difference.
Is when you're shopping for somebody who has a hobby, if you're not in that hobby, you don't know.
Exactly.
So you end up getting like the, you know, like going back to golf, you end up getting the whatever it is, like, you know, a bag of tees with the name engraved in it. Like, nah. Nobody likes that.
The other problem with that is if your dad does have a hobby, you probably have tended to go in that direction for so many years that it's almost become a crutch.
How many shot glasses do you have, Bert?
What's that?
How many shot glasses do you have, for example?
I got a bunch of tweets yesterday when I asked about this, about going to the Braves game with the family.
I love that. Especially
a lot of dads said that was their favorite thing, like a breakfast made at home and all day with the family at the Braves game.
I went a couple of weeks ago with my 3-year-old to a baseball game, and there is something very bonding about that. Father going to a game with his kids, it really hits you.
Yeah, I think that was the majority of responses. Guys said tickets to like Major League Baseball or tickets to a sporting event they really wanted to go to. That was like a really cool gift.
All right, where are all our dudes? Because we got a whole bunch of women listening right now that are just waiting for you guys to give them great ideas for Father's Day.
They're out doing yard work.
He wanted Wendy to do it, but she refused.
Yeah.
George, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. This is one that I think even Jeff can appreciate.
Go.
My wife's known I've wanted one for a while, so she went out with the kids and ordered me a stand-up paddleboard.
Stand-up paddleboard. Now, what part of Jeff reeks stand-up paddleboard to you?
Well, I know that Jeff likes being out on the water, so the exercise part he might not like, but
yeah, I'm more of a fan
paddleboard is great.
I'm more of a fan of the sit-down wave runner. Like, I like moving across the water with the help of some good old BP gasoline.
However, if you do have a dad that spends a lot of time on the lake and he is an exercise, one of those paddleboards would kick ass.
You would like that, right?
That's a great idea, yeah. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Good morning, Burt Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Did I say my name, Burt?
I was avoiding it. Sagir. Sagir?
Yeah, Sagir. That's pretty good.
Sagir. Okay.
What's going on, Sagir?
Yeah. I'm good. Actually, first of all, I wanted to tell you guys that you guys are great.
Thank you.
Great morning show.
Appreciate it.
And I actually came from New York, and one of New York's most famous talk shows just came to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not switched me back, so...
Right on, man. Awesome. Thanks for your loyalty. Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, not a problem. Really good. All right, so I was going to say the new iPhone, but it's pricey, but it's definitely a great gift.
Here's the thing. Taking the iPhone out of it and just looking at it strictly from a gadget standpoint, I don't know if I'm like a lot of other dads, but I just like working on gadgets all day. Like, if I get something, I like looking through the manual, trying to figure out how the new phone works or whatever. It's that process, to me, is more appealing than even the gift itself.
So maybe it's giving that some gift of technology and then taking the kids out of the house so that you have, like, 2 hours uninterrupted to play with your
Focus
new gadget.
Focus with me and my sexy new iPad.
If you give Bert a new iPhone, you're going to have to get the kids out of the house for 2 months.
Because I won't be able to figure it out.
Melissa, how do I turn this on?
Derek, good morning. We are looking for great Father's Day gifts.
All right. The best gift that I could have would have the ability to have Sports Center on all day and no Bachelorette or Dancing with the Stars on at all.
That's hilarious.
Like the NFL package.
And a cooler of ice sitting next to your chair with all, you know, with cold beers, and then you get to watch ESPN all day.
Not only giving us control of the remote, but you guys don't have any you're not allowed to complain about it at all.
Right.
Just let us do our thing in front
no
of the
commentary.
Give us 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. No commentary.
Oh, you're still watching that? Oh, my God.
Here
it's the
is
same thing every half hour.
Eric, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
I don't understand.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Good, good. Last year, my wife and daughters got me a brand-new charcoal grill for birthday and Father's Day and everything, and it was a great present.
You can't go wrong with a grill.
Brand new charcoal grill.
There's danger involved there,
That's
right?
another
There's
category,
fire.
Right? Golf is a category. Grilling seems to be a big Father's Day category. But the actual grill is cool. That's better than like a pair of tongs and the flippers.
Yeah.
And the apron.
You can get swept up in that whole going to the well too many times on the barbecue stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Daniel. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Morning, guys. How are you guys?
Okay,
good.
Thanks.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say the best gift that I ever got didn't cost a dime, but just a pen and paper. My kids and my wife just sat down and told me how much they love me and how much they enjoyed having me in their lives.
It goes a long way.
Oh, that's cool.
Would they be willing to write letters for other children for like $10?
A little Mad Lib action?
That could be quite a business. Daddy, I love you because you are verb. Running.
A lot of the calls coming in are saying that it's the same for dudes as it is for women. Like, they want to see effort. Like, one guy was calling up saying that his kids and his wife made him a shirt 1 year, and just the effort that went into that is really all that mattered. So maybe we're not all that different.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post those up online on theburtshow.com. We've got the entertainment buzz coming up here in a couple of minutes. What's going on in Hollywood?
Yes, well, Perez Hilton is going to defend his actions on his website in regard to that naughty photo of Miley Cyrus. Also, it is a catfight on The View between Kathy Griffin and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
You said things about people here that are A, untrue, and B, not so funny. So do you ever feel weird like then coming here, say, and sitting here and you kind of, you know, promoting things?
This moment is what I live for, so bring it.
The entire argument's in the next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
Q100 Burt Show traffic and weather. Here's Wendy.
New trouble on the top end of town, 285 eastbound. That ramp on to 75 northbound. Stall car blocking a right lane on that rampway. Also new trouble in town, 85 southbound near North Druid Hills Road. Be on the lookout for some debris blocking that left lane. If you're in town, connector northbound at Freedom Parkway. That earlier injury crash also been cleared. 20 westbound over on the east side of town. That crash near 285 also been pushed off to the right shoulder. Bumper to bumper now approaching Evans Mill Road. 20 eastbound out of Douglas County, the heaviest of that ride, beginning near Six Flags Parkway all the way over to the perimeter. Traffic brought to you by Bing.com, the official decision engine of Q100 Atlanta. Weather for today, afternoon showers, high of 89. Tomorrow, partly cloudy day with a high of 91. Currently 71 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
Here's Gary. Hey, Gary, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay, good. How are you?
Doing great, man. Trying to get into work.
What you got?
Well, my kids last year, my wife helped them. It was a really simple gift, but it's a really cool gift. I wear a lot of T-shirts, and they actually made me a shirt. It said World's Greatest Dad on it, and then they have their handprints, my kids' handprints on it.
Cute.
So it's a pretty cool shirt. It's not something I can just go buy anywhere. You know, it's kind of personalized, but it didn't take a lot of money, and they got to make it for me, which is really cool.
Cute.
I started working on mine today.
And we're still like, go. I mean, everybody's still hurting as far as like cash goes and recession and all that, but I just want women to hear that those handmade things with you and the kids, man, those go a long way. They really do.
And just remember, too, it gets really creepy if you do pants with your kids' handprints on them. So just do the shirt.
You know you got problems.
Don't try to get all creative and stuff.
The Burt Show.